And welcome into another edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, joined as always by senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osher, and a new guest today. Well, I guess I'm the new guy. But
yeah, what are you talking about?
Jeff Lagerman from the
Jaguars. You know what? Let's go back to old Coughlin rules. What are you guys doing with sunglasses on for television? What are you, cool?
You know what? I'll change that rule right now. How about that?
There you go.
Talk to John.
See your eyes, man.
See? That's right.
There's the sunglasses outside.
Oh, Lord.
We're outside. It's day three of training camp 2012. This is the afternoon practice, so a full practice today in helmets this afternoon. News this morning. We spoke yesterday briefly about Clint Session being out and Russell Allen getting more time, but Session actually spoke this morning, didn't he?
Yeah, a little bit. And, you know, he just kind of expressed... the fact that he wants to play very much this year, but he's going to be careful. The team's being careful. And it was striking listening to Clint. He, as would be expected, he's dealing with the uncertainty over his situation. He had a concussion in November and still dealing with it. He's concerned about that, and he's trying to juggle the effects of that with how soon he can get back. And it's a tough time for Clint, and I think I can speak for all of us that our thoughts are with him.
What pops into my mind is not how soon will he be back, but will he be back?
Sure.
I think that's a legitimate question. With the concussion awareness in the National Football League, you've really got to be concerned with, can he make it back at all?
I think Clint's concerned about that. I don't think he's talking that way yet. But clearly that's something that's in his mind.
Yeah, I mean, because if you talk that way, you might as well stop.
Sure.
You're done already, but definitely concerned.
Another news today, Mel Tucker spoke to the media, the defensive coordinator, assistant head coach. A lot of these players are back on the defensive side this year, and Mel's got to be a happy guy, right, Jeff?
I would think so, and in particularly because up front, Tyson Alualu is going to be worked back into the mix. Terrence Knighton's going to be worked back in. To me, it always starts up front. You got Jeremy Mincy back. You got a young second-round pick in Andre Branch. I mean, so you're building up front with a lot of young guys. In the linebacking group, Paul Posluszny looks healthy. I mean, that's a real positive after having shoulder surgery. Russell Allen looks good. Daryl Smith is just, year in and year out a consistent player. And in the backfield, you add in another cornerback. And you never have too much cornerbacks in Aaron Ross. And so you're going to have a little competition between Aaron and Rasheen. And Derek Cox looks healthy. DeJuan Landry and Dwight's back at safety. So, I mean, to me, that unit looks really strong.
And what I was really curious about when Mel was talking today was, the fact that he had everybody back. This time last year, they were clearly a group that was trying to build something out of anything. They had been bad the year before. Now they're not that. So I asked him, where are you right now? And he said, the fact is we've got 90% of our defense installed, whereas last year we basically had, he didn't say nothing, but implication was nothing installed. And he said, right now, between now and the Giants game, it's a lot of review. He seems to think that will enable them to play a lot faster.
Yeah, and this is not a strong division for offense. The Texans have a pretty good offense.
Sure.
Peyton Manning is now gone. Tennessee may be in a transition year with Jake Locker quarterback. So, I mean, this is a good division to play good defense, and you're going to need it. You're going to need it to compete and to compete for a division title.
Here's what a few of the defensive guys said earlier today.
We have to find a way, individually and collectively to get better. In the run, run defense, pass defense, takeaways, and all those things. And we're working hard to get that done. So we know that it's not a finished product by any stretch of the imagination.
The sky is definitely the limit. But, I mean, we had a lot of injuries last year. We stay away from some injuries, I mean, 5 or 6 is cool, but, I always aim to be number one in everything I do.
There's still a lot of areas that we can improve on. There's certain things that we want to get done in training camp so that we're ready to roll for the season. But the good thing is, like you said, we have a lot of guys back, a lot of the guys on staff back, which is huge, and we feel like we can continue to make improvements from what we did from last year.
Well, one of the new faces on the defensive side is second-round draft pick Andre Branch, the defensive end from Clemson. I tell you what, he's in the first couple of days here really shown off a little bit, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got a real quick first step. He's clearly got pass rush ability. I think it's going to be a little bit of a transition for him because it always is for anybody coming out of the college ranks to play defensive end. And at Clemson, he played a lot in a two-point stance, so more of a linebacker role. So getting the hand down, dealing with the direct power right in front of his face is going to be a challenge. And the other person that has to adapt somewhat there is Jeremy Mincy, because Jeremy Mincy is going to have to play both sides. Because if Austin Lane is playing left, Jeremy's going to play right. And if Andre Branch is in there, Jeremy's going to have to go to the left side. So, but it looks like a strong position to me.
Yeah, a couple of thoughts on Andre. First of all, most rookies come in and look impressive. He really looks impressive. And sometimes you get a vibe.
We haven't gotten the pads on yet.
Well, I meant just to look at the guy. And, you know, again, most first and second rounders, you're going to expect him.
I'm going to give you a speeding ticket.
Well, the fact
wait until Monday, Johnny O.
Things during camp from coaches that make you think, well, this guy's not quite what we thought he was, even in OTAs. Everything on Andre has been sort of the other way.
Let's return to this conversation next week after Monday when they get pads on, and they'll have shoulder pads on Monday morning.
That's right.
And then Tuesday they go full pads.
Here's what Andre had to say earlier today, too, when he spoke to the media.
Just getting back acclimated to everything, you know. Like I said, OTAs and minicamp, they prepared me for this. So, I mean, everything is pretty much the same. Like I said before, the speed of the game is the biggest difference, but you get immune to it.
Here's the upcoming schedule. Tomorrow, an off day. Well, injured players will come in to get treatment, but all the rest are off. Monday, it's back to work, and it's a flip-flop schedule. At 8:30 a.m. practice, a full practice, 8:30 to 11, uppers, that's helmets and shoulder pads. And then 4:30 to 5:40, it's a walkthrough. So Monday is really the first flip-flop day, and like you said, the first time we'll see guys in real pads.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'll be, where we're at here on this side of the field. This is the big guy side of the field. So, folks, if you come out to watch practice, find your way to the tents over here in the north end zone, because this is the side of the field in which the big guys work, and this is going to be the most intense side of the field because those guys really go to work when the pads get on.
Yeah, it starts mattering Monday.
Guys, it's a pleasure. Jeff, it's always nice to see
you. Glad to see you. Hey, thank you for taking your sunglasses
off. I'll do anything you tell us.
Whatever.
Not so much for Johnny O. JP Shadrick, thanks for watching. We'll see you on Monday.